Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jerry Care. Yeah. Ooh,
say woo.
Break it up. Jerry
Care with love all through the land. Educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They
want to break
it up.
We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
They want.
That's right. It is Think Thursday. Welcome in. Each one teaches one. We have an exciting show. We have Gloria Melion coming on. She's going to give us some incredible information, three foods incredible for your brain. And it's going to be all backed by science. See, we get research on here. We put out factual information. And then we'll have Miyoshi Marie joining us. Her topic is bittersweet. I cannot wait for that. But before we get going, you know I have to give you some information here. Each one teaches one. Vital are wisdom, tenacity, self-expression, as well as the strong life force that makes these things possible. We struggle to win. We must not be defeated. I hope you will maintain an alert and winning spirit in your work and daily life, taking courageous action and showing triumphant actual proof time and time again. Yeah, it's about no defeat here because, you know, we never give in to our negativity or anyone else's negativity. We never give up on our dreams. We never retreat. We proceed as the mighty, fearless lion, shining like the bright sun, no matter what. We believe in making the impossible possible here. That is what we do. And before Miss Melion comes on and give us some food for thought to get those brain cells moving, let me just play you a little bit of this. It is Think Thursday. Welcome in.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na. Da, da, da. Little longer, brother. Yeah, laying. wishing on a good song. All you gotta do is just want it.
That's right, it's going to come. It's going to come. It's about hope. It's about faith out there. It's about determination. And we're going to pull on Miss Gloria Melion to come on here and tell us how to get the proper food in our brains so that we can make sure that we stay balanced. Gloria Melion, are you on the air to care and share with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan?
I am on the air with Miss Linda Mac Chan today.
All right, welcome in. We appreciate you. We know it's busy and crazy out there. We are going to extend our appreciation out here first for our love and our care that you take out the time to share with the listeners and encourage us and educate us. I'm going to be quiet over here.
Okay. Well, listen, I just want to start out to say that I actually got the confirmation that I should probably be talking about this basically to myself.
Okay.
I realized that, okay, so earlier today, after, I'll say earlier today, I was trying to think about what I wanted to talk about. And so I did come up with the subject earlier, and I was going to say I texted. But I thought I had texted because I went back when you received the text from me earlier this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone back to see if you had responded to the text I thought I had sent earlier.
Okay.
But I realized that I had typed it in, but I did not quite send. And
okay.
I was like, oh, my God. So this has been happening, a lot lately. Myself and people that I, talk to, having conversations and, you want to share something with the person, but you forgot some of the information,
right.
The names of somebody, I find myself saying, I see them, I can see it, but I can't pull, I can't put the name to it. But I do see who I'm talking about, that kind of thing. So
okay.
I don't know. It just got me to thinking about, my belief is that, nutrition is a very important part of, health. And that there's an answer to, to most issues that we face. And some of them can be handled with nutrition. And the brain is, one of those things.
Okay.
And so I started to, to try to, look up and find out what exactly we can do. So there are lots of things we can do. I know you people that are on the internet see all kinds of brain games that, keep your brain, active and that kind of thing. So there are things that you can do, as far as playing games that help your brain. There's also a nutritional component to it. And so, of course, there are more than three foods, but tonight we're just going to talk about three that have been studied. And,
okay.
And so I'm just going to, get right to it. Those three. Now, the first one, it's one of those foods that some people can eat it, and some people might have reactions to it. And that fruit is the tomato.
Okay.
But the lycopene in the tomato is the thing that impacts the brain in a very meaningful way. And so there's evidence, good evidence, to suggest that the lycopene, it's an antioxidant. And it helps to fight, of course, against those free radicals that damage your cells. And it helps to what word do I want to use? It helps to kind of ease like dementia, particularly Alzheimer's. They say that that particular fruit, the lycopene in it, you know, helps to keep the brain cells working properly. Now, I was like, oh, my God, tomato. And I don't know, we probably have discussed this before about the tomato and avocado. Now, it does not work for me. Eating, and I love tomatoes, but they obviously don't love me because they inflame my body and they make my shoulder hurt. And
okay.
I didn't realize that until, you know, I was doing the nutrition thing last year, and it was brought to my attention that there are certain foods that inherently cause some people to be inflamed, and tomato was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so I was like, okay, now I got to figure out other fruits or vegetables that also contain lycopene. And the other one that I came up with is one of my favorite ones, and that's watermelon. Just full of lycopene all over the place. So I said, okay, then I'm going to have to do mine from there. Even though I love the tomato, like I said, it doesn't necessarily love me. So I do know for sure that watermelon definitely agrees with me. So that's one of the fruits. Now the next one, and I don't know if we have figured this out, but it's kind of ironic that there's one specific fruit, nut, that has been linked to improve cognitive function in the brain.
Okay.
And that nut is the walnut. And if you know, remember, the walnut looks just like the brain. It's shaped like the brain. And so it says that walnuts have been shown to improve both health and brain function. And in fact, according to Harvard Health, in a 2015 study from UCLA, linked higher walnut consumption to improved cognitive test scores.
Mm-hmm.
Walnuts are high in a type of omega-3 fatty acid called alpha-linolenic acid, ALA. So diets rich in ALA and other omega-3 fatty acids have been linked to lower blood pressure and cleaner arteries. And that's good for the brain and the heart. So I try, one trick I'm trying to use is we have a set of glass canisters. And so my son uses some of them to put, you know, some of his snacks and stuff in them. And I'm always, you know, seeing this. I'm not strong enough sometimes to, you know, not interfere with it. But I found that when I also put my walnuts in a glass jar where I could see it, you know, as I'm moving around, you know, in the kitchen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, usually that prompts me to make sure at least I get a handful a day. And that's one way, you know, that you can put it into your diet. And, you know, you can use it. There's a really good, I think it's a broccoli salad that uses a walnut. But, I mean, you can be creative with it. But the thing is to make sure that you, you know, try to incorporate it in your diet. Very good. So that's the second one. The third one is it's a spice that, you know, a lot of people are talking about, turmeric.
Okay.
And, that's another one, tomato. I pronounce it turmeric. Some people pronounce it some other, but it's that deep yellow orange color, you know, that makes what is it called? Here I go again. you know how the Indians use it in a lot of their cooking?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I started to think about that too. And not to put Indians on a spot, and I mean, I'm speaking of the East Indians, you know, they use a lot of turmeric in their diet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're noted to be, you know, very smart people, a lot of engineers, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff that requires good brains, in other words. And so I was like, okay, because I know that they eat turmeric probably all day in different things that they eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a lot of stuff. But it's a very powerful antioxidant. And an anti-inflammatory compound.
Oh,
and they
really?
Said it has been shown to impact the brain by benefiting memory and helping new brain cells to grow. I was like,
wow.
Okay. And curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric, boosts brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is a type of growth hormone that helps brain cells grow. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to add certain stuff, but turmeric, I don't know, like if you make any type of savory dish, you can, you know, probably add a little turmeric without, you know, changing the taste as much.
In everything. I put
okay.
it in everything when I have a skillet when I'm cooking, you know. I'm not in the
mm-hmm.
kitchen all day. But if I put my
right.
oil or my oil in my pan, and once it melts down, I sprinkle a little turmeric in it. When I
mm-hmm.
eat a salad, I just put it in everything I eat, everything.
That's good. Yeah.
So and you notice it. It gives the food a different coloring because it is going
right.
to have that orangey. Look to it, and things that I think was the cauliflower you didn't like, steamed
right.
cauliflower with red onions and garlic, minced garlic, and that turmeric is in there, so my cauliflower is no longer cauliflower
uh-huh.
color. It's sort of like an orange color, but no, I use turmeric in everything I eat. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I keep
well, that's
big
thing.
Big things of it, but walnuts, this is because I love walnuts, and of course, you know, I love watermelon. So you got
right.
walnuts, and but what do you, if you're going to have yogurt, put some walnuts in it. Yeah, that's a good thing, but you can get them already.
Mm-hmm.
I like them fresh where you have to crack them, but you can get them already ready to go. And that joy
right.
of being able to see it and just grab a handful.
Exactly.
Is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, so turmeric, walnuts, and tomato, as we say, and avocado. I still have to check out. I love tomatoes also. But I find that since you've been giving us our nutritional guidance, Miss Melion, I find myself making lists over here and really paying more attention to what I'm putting into my body. And then we're talking about brain food, and I don't want to take you off the three foods, but what is the important thing of drinking alkaline water? What is the difference in that since I have you on the line? That's something that I've been getting questions about here.
There's this thing about it being a good hydrator. That it
okay.
hydrates the body, yeah.
Okay.
And that our bodies thrive in an alkaline state.
Okay.
And according to the information I have, is that you know, not too many things can happen. As far as disease setting in or, you know, trying to set up shop in your body
mm-hmm.
when your system is in an alkaline state.
Mm.
In other words, you know, it's like as close to the perfect, you know, state that your body should be in. Because,
mm.
in other words, it's like nothing can interfere with the alkaline. Nothing will be able to take hold or to take root in your body if your system is alkaline. But
mm.
it's the acidic one that comes from, you know, the sugar and overconsumption of simple carbs and red meat and that kind of thing that sets your body up to be acidic. And
mm.
then, you know, it works to break down the immune system, and just, you know, it's like, I think the closest thing I could say is, you know how you may have heard what sugar does to your engine.
Mm-hmm.
If you put sugar in your tank, you know how it destroys your engine,
mm-hmm.
basically. And so that's what having an acidic environment in your body, it sets you up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're susceptible to anything, basically, because also your immune system is compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you don't have anything to help you fight off those things. So
right.
when you, you know, keep your body as close to alkaline as possible, that's the best state for your body to be in.
Hmm. Well,
so
I keep it mixed up here, but I just thought I would say that because, you know, I try to do my research over here, too, and some people, and the alkaline water is different than the distilled water. I'm looking up on waters and stuff because that
mm-hmm.
big thing here, that water, and how it's produced and how it's managed and where it flows from and all of that other stuff, because all of that has to go
yeah.
in our system, and you're going to have to drink
okay.
water to flush down your turmeric and your veggies and all that other stuff, which
That's
I have
right.
a beautiful container. It's pink over here, and I fill it up, and I set it on the counter and go right out the door and forget about it until I get in the car. I left my water at home, so I'm going to have to do better. I guess I'm going to have to put some rhinestones on it or something and just sit it. You know, anytime you want to take something, you don't want to forget it, you put it at the door. Therefore, you trip
right.
on your way out, right?
Exactly.
So that's my little secret. But I fix my water up, Miss Melion, and I get in the car and say, darn it, I left my water bottle.
I forgot yes.
Yeah, you know, so I'm really trying to develop a better habit. But I like the idea of, I'm a tomato eater and an avocado also. I haven't really tested it to see if it's any kind of effect, but avocado, I can just eat it
mm-hmm.
with a spoon. I'll just get a spoon,
mm-hmm.
pop it right open, put some, I like cayenne pepper, a little cayenne pepper, a little turmeric in it, oh yeah, and just dig it out
mm-hmm.
and have it fall. Tomatoes, I haven't really been paying attention, but as you say, the turmeric, or turmeric, however that you pronounce it, I call it turmeric. And
mm-hmm.
and the walnuts. So after I get off of this call, that's on my list. I'll be going out and going and getting me some fresh chopped walnuts. I love walnuts and brownies. When I fix brownies, I always put lots of walnuts in it. But I can eat them just out,
yes.
grab a handful and down them. But you're right. Cashews are good too, but the walnut has a different
mm-hmm.
type of taste to it. And you're right. It
right.
does look like the brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Like the brain.
So I didn't want to interfere
yeah.
with you. You know, I try to stay on schedule with you. I'm going to shut up over here because we can take it on and on and on. And then Miss Miyoshi, Maria will be coming on, and her topic is bittersweet. So she
All
has
right.
some errands to do, and I, you know, you never know what that's going to entail, and it's just always so enlightening and so surprising, and then you come in and jack us up so that we can get our brain cells moving properly on that. So I'm going to be quiet over here. What did you want to close out with? We're looking at 8:24.
Well, yeah,
you know I'm a woman.
I just want to, you know, to say that, you know, there are many ways you can improve your lifestyle. And,
yes.
you know, what we've talked about tonight is just, you know, ways. And, you know, like I said, any fruit that's red, in other words, it doesn't include like apples, but, I mean, so like raspberries, watermelons,
mm-hmm.
plums. You know, those kinds of fruits, beets, all of those have lycopene. So it's the lycopene that's doing the actual thing. You know what I mean? So you can choose, you know, what works for you. And so, you know, because there's no, I don't want to single out an individual food, you know, like it's a miracle or whatever, because
mm-hmm.
like all of the things that are in nature, you know, are good for us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so we have a variety of things that we can choose from. And so I've just given three. But like I said, you know, like most of the nuts are good for us. In particular, the walnut is because of the ALA that it has in it that's particularly good for the brain. But it's not to say that cashews and pistachios and, you know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
The test said that walnuts was the best fruit, I mean the best nut for the brain.
Okay.
But it did not leave out all the other nuts that are good as well.
Right.
But out of them, you know, they're saying that the walnut is the best one. But say, for instance, if you didn't like the walnut, well, okay, but there's a whole other variety of nuts too that, you know, will serve a purpose, you know, in our diet.
Yes.
So, like, if walnut is not your thing, find a nut that is and eat that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And so that's why I just want to, you know, leave us with those, you know, with those points about.
Before you leave us, how now this lycopene, can you spell that for me, please? Because I want them to get the right call.
Lycopene, let's see, L-Y.
Uh-huh.
C-O.
Uh-huh.
T-E-N-E.
T-E-N-E. I've seen that word. I've definitely, L-Y, C as in candy, O, T as in Tom, E-N-E. That is what you, that's what moves everything.
L-Y.
Okay.
C-O-P-E-N-E. So, you know, like one day when you don't have it, I don't know when that's going to be, when you don't have anything to do, but, you know, we can look up good sources for lycopene. And
okay.
I'm sure that, you know, tomatoes, watermelon, and some others will come up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But the thing is to remember that the red is the thing that has the lycopene. Out of what nature has provided, we have, you know, many things to choose from. If we don't like one, we got some other things we can choose from. But do your best to try to make sure that you do get that ingredient, you know, into your diet on a regular basis.
Well, Miss Melion, you know, we keep our word over here. And, you know, three foods to keep that brain moving. And this is science-based. This is just not something because she researches everything that she talks about. That's her way of doing it.
Right.
So telling us about the three tomatoes / avocados, watermelon, walnuts that are up in there. But the thing that we need to look for is that lycopene.
Right.
L-Y-C-O-T-I-T-E-N-E. So everybody, all listeners, you have a homework assignment out there. Let's do this little activity together and call us and let us know what you found, and we're going to make a complete list. And after we get this list together, we're going to put it out there. We'll publish it because we all need to be here. We have to take care of ourselves. Each one teaches one. And Ms. Melion, we're going to tell you
now,
thank
one,
you.
Now, one more thing, Linda. Before I go, I wanted to correct something. Now, when I brought up the avocado, it wasn't that it had lycopene in it. I was putting it with the tomato because those were two vegetables that inflamed my body.
Okay, I got
but
you.
But I didn't mean to include avocado as one of the vegetables with lycopene. It's just the red, the tomato. And other red vegetables.
Maybe the avocado stuck with me. Avocado stuck with me because I love avocados, so I'm going to mix a little red and green up in there together and kind of see what happens with that. But I'm glad that you clarified that. That doesn't fall in the category. That was something that you were given as an example. Miss Melion, we love you. We appreciate you. And we're going to tell you to have a lovely, lovely evening. And if you'd like to stay on, listen to Miosha Marie because you know she know how to bring it to you quick and sweet. So stay on. If you have a minute, let's go into segment number two. Thank you so much.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Yeah.
Break it up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give. Others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Yes, and we have Miosha Marie on the line with us. She gonna wake us up, give us something to talk about. Short, sweet, and sweet. You know how she brings in Miosha. Are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, I am, Linda. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Wisdom? What's going on?
I love you. Thank you. You know I have to put this out in the front. How much we appreciate you taking our time and your busy schedule to care and share with us. We put that appreciation out there first because that's something that we don't ever want to overlook. How are you doing? And I got my pen and pencil ready here. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Well, I am doing amazing through this transition, as I can always be authentic and transparent is about my life. I am going through a very gratitude transition. I can say that from today. Tonight's topic is bittersweet. Sometimes we think that situations happen in our lives and we get in this dump and this slump and just feel like life is completely over when it's really not. As I have said these past weeks, that the biggest lesson that I have been taught and that I have learned from and overcome and have grown from and evolving into this magnificent woman that I'm being called to be is self-control. Mm. And I have learned to have self-control in a situation, and I'm appreciative and gratitude towards pain, because we think pain is just something that's just terrible and that it hurts, but we don't take pain as a lesson, and we don't take pain as bittersweet. Sometimes we have to have pain in our lives in order to grow. We have to have birth and pains in order for a child to be born. You have pain. In order for anything to grow, pain. One of my favorite jewelry is pearls. I don't own a pair, but I will one day. But I don't know if you guys know how pearls are formed. Pearls are formed by an irritation that gets inside. And in order for it to fight this infection off, it doesn't even know it, but as it's fighting it off, the infection off is building this magnificent nacre. It's called nacre. It's this fluid, but it's called mother of pearls, and it's like a protection coat.
Mm-hmm.
Like fighting off the infection, but as it's fighting off building this nacre, it's also turning itself into a beautiful pearl. And that's why my situation and transition is bittersweet, because I'm taking the bitter with the sweet to also understand that pain has also involved me to look at that woman I was a month ago, 2 months ago, or even last year, and say, wow, I have totally leveled up. I have totally grown. I have totally took this pain and turned it into something else. I have totally took this pain and been vocal about it and being transparent about it, and hopefully I'm giving life to somebody that's feeling that they're going through a transition and they're about to give up. And I want to tell you, don't give up. You know, take the bitter with the sweet. I call this week bittersweet because I have also today, I was in conversation with a colleague, and I was like, wow, you know, I look at, you know, I look at my life this past month and, you know, and today, and it has totally transitioned. And then I just felt like, they was like, but you're doing all these magnificent things. You have this going on. You just graduated. But I was like, why I don't feel good? And it was like, and what they said was right. Sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to get 10 steps forward. But mm-hmm. also know it could be worse. And I was like, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
My situation literally could be worse, you know,
yes.
But that's why you take the bitter with the sweet and also see the blessing in the situation, understanding that you didn't allow yourself to waste any more time. And we think that we wasted time, but also learn to understand that in that situation you were growing. You know how to be a better woman in the next situation, a better friend in the next situation,
that's
you know,
true.
A better... A better self in the next situation and a better self-love, because sometimes we get ourselves in a situation and we don't know how much we have lacked in self-love for ourselves until we
yes.
step out of a situation that has brought us pain and say, you know what, in those areas I wasn't really sure of myself the love that I needed because I was
right.
settling. So it's
right.
like you also look back and you take notes and say, the next test I'm going to pass. You know, or the next test, I'm at least getting 90%. You know, I'm at least getting 90% wisdom. You know, I cannot no longer get 75 or 80. You know what I mean? Then, you know, I'm going to really study myself and take time and really and love myself. So
yes.
when the next person, when the next friendship come around, relationship, I'll you know, when you know better, you do better. So this week's title is you know bittersweet. You know, showing
okay.
gratitude to the universe. And to my angels and spirit guides and to God, and just allowing them to love me so much and take me out of a situation, you know, for a better purpose. But
okay.
also looking at the situation and saying, hey, I have totally grown from that situation. One of the things that I have gotten the key in is self-control. Nobody can no longer control me with a, you know, with a remote control, because I have mastered self-control on this level. Before I turn 35, I have mastered self-control, and it's okay. And it's okay. Can nobody take me out my whip? Because I have
wow.
truly mastered self-control. And with that being said, it's bittersweet, and I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for womanhood. I'm grateful for evolution. You know, because you can only evolve so you can have a revolution and to speak life into someone's own situation, you know?
Wow. And I'm listening to you on this bittersweet. I love hearing it, and I truly understand it, because I have a lot of young adults and we always talk about respect, you know. That's a very big thing, but you have to have respect in everything you do. And I find myself right, and I tell them, you know, you must go through disrespecting yourself and others, and demeaning and going into connection by bad actions and walking with people with bad behaviors, because you have to understand, you have to learn how to respect self and others. And just as you say, you have to, and that's a bittersweet thing, you know, straying away with bad people, bad things, bad actions, okay, doing what's required. But you do this to learn and understand the true meaning through observation, awareness, action, and things that
absolutely.
Are needed. And so, through, like you're saying, how are you going to, how can I put it? I always tell my nephew, how can you drive that beautiful Corvette if you don't know how to open the door to get behind the driver's seat? Okay?
Absolutely.
So when you make, and the same thing here, like you say, the transition, the period, we think, woe is me, or that's the end. No, it's not the end. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of a new level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going through.
And I'm
like,
so excited about this new phase in my life. I literally been writing down affirmations.
Yes.
One of my affirmations I've been writing in my journal is my next phase is filled with success and love. So it is. And it cannot be otherwise, because that's what I believe in. That's what I'm standing on. And that's what I'm going to receive, because that's what I give out. So I just want to encourage everyone to whatever transition you may be going through, you know, take the bitter with the sweet. You know, it's like eating that lemon, you know, turning them lemons into lemonade. You know, it may be bitter when you bite it, but when you put that sugar in and you, you know, fill it all up. And, you know, put that icing in, and chili is real sweet. So, you know, continue to live in our highest purpose, continue to let our light shine, and continue to be the force reckoned with. And that's on the inside. It starts on the inside, and it reveals itself on the outside. And that's what I'm learning, and I'm excited about the journey. I'm excited. I feel real blessed, and real gratitude is what I'm feeling, and really taking the bitter with the sweet and making the best out of it, and not looking at my situation and, you know, staying in the slump and crying about it, but looking at it as, okay, maybe I have to take 2 steps back to get 10 steps forward, you know, in every area of my life, and even more self-loving myself as well. So I just want to encourage you guys to love yourselves, and you cannot love anyone else until you have completely loved yourself, and that is in all areas in life, and that is the cause, the effect, and the revolution of the universe.
Wow.
Because God is love. And with that being said, I want to tell my ladies to keep your head up, lids closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Peace and blessings. Love you, Linda.
Peace and blessings, Miyoshi Marie. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful evening. That's Miyoshi. She's saying the bittersweet. It's all about a learning process. Here with Waking Up with Linda McShann, you know, we educate you. Each one teaches one. And our Miyoshi Marie is the lady that can bring it to you. Have a wonderful evening, Miyoshi. We're going to take it out. We love you.
Care with love all through the land. We educate. educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.